I recently went to Las Vegas for the first time since COVID curtailed most travel, and I was amazed at how quickly the town has bounced back to life. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The Bellagio choreographed fountains and that artificial lake that fronts the hotel still dance in time to the music. Traffic on Main Street is terrible at night. Showgirls prowl sidewalks on the strip wearing not too much except giant exotic plumes of feathers strapped to their backs, hoping someone will pay them $20 to pose for a photo. Tourists wearing Margaritaville t-shirts drink various colored cocktails from oversized laboratory-like beakers. It's legal to carry and consume alcohol in public there. And taxis and car-sharing services still cost too much. Long known for inexpensive and usually easily available hotel rooms, Vegas hotels are now running 90% occupancy, and average room rates at hotels whose name you would know may shock you. Make reservations at popular restaurants and shows before you visit, and avoid visiting during big conventions by checking out the Las Vegas convention calendar online. You'll find more travel info at armworldtravel.com.